Our third presentation is the 1035 presentation. That is 101-3. The presentation is Pollen Shedding Pattern, Viability, and Longevity of Seashore Paspalum. The authors are Na Wang, Paul L. Reimer, and Hazel Y. Wettstein. The presenter will be Na Wang from University of Georgia.
Thanks for the introduction. Good morning, everyone. My name is Na Wang from University of Georgia. I am really appreciate this opportunity to be here with you today. And my topic today is going to cover the seashore, the pollen shedding pattern, viability, and longevity of seashore paspalum. Seashore paspalum is a perennial warm season grass that distribute in large area from tropical to subtropical region all over the world. It spread by both stolon and rhizome and form a dense mat of turf. It has multiple environment stress tolerance. In fact, it is known for the most salt tolerance warm season grass. Combined with moderate to low reasonable amount of maintenance requirements and a multiple great morphological characters, make it popular worldwide, especially along the coastal area. When newly established a turf, there's several options in the current market: sprig and plugs, sod, or seed. They all have pros and cons, but compared with the vegetative product, turf established by seed usually rapidly form a uniform, reasonable density of turf with much lower transportation and establishment cost. Plus, seed have longer shelf life, which make it easier shipping international. But there's only one seeded variety of seashore paspalum in the current market, named Sea Spring, which released in 2005, marketed and produced by Scotts Turf in Oregon. Even though we still have some severely seed production issue, in the United States, seashore paspalum mainly distribute in the warm climate zone, yet our seeds produced in the Oregon, which is the north cool climate zone. In Oregon, the growth condition for seashore paspalum is very marginal. It has very short growing season, and the grass suffer from the frequent winter injury, which result a slowing green up. So therefore, we like to produce seeds in the southern United States. The seeds test has been delivered in several locations in the southern United States, but the result is not what we expected. It has much lower intensity of flower and much lower seed yield or no seed yield. Therefore, our long-term goal is to find an optimum seed production locations, and hopefully or ultimately we're going to develop several new seeded cultivars. And short-term goal is to identify the limitation of seed production in the southern United States, which is what my project is focused on. Here's a raceme of seashore paspalum. It has two speculates, and each speculate contains 15 to 30 of those little florets, and each floret has two layers of coat, lima and plea, one ovary, two stigma, and three anthers. When we consider about the male functionality in this seed production procedure, questions like, when the pollen gonna release, is the pollen viable, and how long the pollen can live, and how the environment factor impact on the pollen survival need to be answered. So for the objective one, we aim to determine or document the pollen, the time of the pollen release and the quantity of the pollen release. An inner plant field of CO1 and CO2000 has been used for the test. Pollen release has been monitored by using a particle counter, and the pollen shedding pattern were formed based on the data collected from the particle counter and was analyzed with the environment factors, which the data collected from an auto weather station located on the test site. This airborne laser particle counter allowed to count different size particles in the air. Based on the survey that I did about the pollen size in the past, any particle larger than 25 micron were considered as pollen. Here's one example of the shining pattern. From this particular day, we can see the pollen start shining at 7:30 and peaks around 8 to 8:30, continue release till 10:30, and after 11 o'clock, there's limited number of pollen still in the air. In this particular day, the pollen number at the peak point can reach to 7,300 per cubic meters. Here's one shedding pattern over 1 week. The red bar indicates the time pollen normally release. As we can see, the pollen not released uniformly from day to day. So after we add some, I know it's a little bit busy, after we add some environmental factors, I found that if the temperature in the morning drops close to the dew point, the humidity goes up, or there's a rain that day, the pollen release has been restricted. So from the objective one that we learned, the daily shedding, the pollen daily shedding from 7:30 to 10:30 and peaks at a very short time between 8 to 8:30 and heavy dew and rain restricted the pollen release. So for the objective two, we aim to determine or develop several techniques to determine the pollen viability, which include the germination medium and the vital stem. 8 genotypes has been used for the viability test. A germination medium consisting this list below were sufficient for social pass pollen. Any pollen extended a tube longer than the pollen grain, the diameter of the pollen grain were considered as viable pollen. The result shows there's not too much differences among the viability is not too much different from each other among the genotype we test. The germination rate ranged from 59 to 91, and only one genotype has significantly different from others. I also tried several vital stain techniques. Vital stain is generally detect the activity of certain enzyme or the integrity of the plasma membrane. And the response differently for different crops. And in my case, TTC and cotton blue doesn't work well. TTC doesn't stain any pollen, and cotton blue in another hand stained everything. FDA and NY's blue were able to distinguish the viable and non-viable pollen, but with a lower percentage of the viability than using germination medium. So now we can safely say that the pollen of social pass pollen is viable, with a germination rate range from 59 to 91 and 74 on average, and a liquid germination medium consisting with 21% sucrose are preferred by social pass pollen. So for the third objective, we aim to evaluate how long the pollen can live. The pollen collected from a mixed plant material of cell 1, cell 2000 were used for this viability test. They collect from both field and greenhouse growth condition and inoculate the pollen, fresh pollen, onto the germination medium every 20 minutes to determine how long the pollen can live. The result shows that there's not too much difference between the field and greenhouse pollen collection. And about 15% of pollen lost its viability within 30 minutes, and only 10% still remain viable around 80 minutes. And after 120 minutes, there's barely pollen still remain viable. So how long the pollen can live? Not very long, about 2 hours under room temperature, and there's no difference on longevity between the field and the greenhouse pollen collection. The environment sure impacts the pollen survival. And in this case, I checked specifically on temperature impact on the pollen longevity. The pollen collected from cell 1 were used for the temperature test. And after you collect the fresh pollen and inoculate immediately, after the first inoculation, immediately put the pollen under, incubate the pollen under different temperatures, and then the longevity under each temperature has been tested. The result shows that within the temperature that we test, pollen live the longest at 15 Celsius degree, which is about 140 minutes. There's no difference between 20 and 25. And under 30 Celsius degree, the pollen die within 1 hour. And the 35 and above, the pollen viability severely harmed in a very short time. So how the temperature impact the pollen longevity? The pollen longevity was best at 15, about 140 minutes. The dramatically lost its viability under 35 and above. And clearly it is negatively impacted by the high temperatures. Here's my take home point. Pollen do release normally and in the early morning, peaks at very short time, about half hours, and impact by the temperature and the relative humidity. And the pollen is viable, and with a germination rate range from 59 to 91, which is pretty high. But it has very short duration, life duration. And the pollen longevity is negatively impacted by the high temperatures. So as far as what we considered about the meal functionality in these seed production procedures, from the result, we already know the pollen is viable. So the viability of the pollen is not an issue anymore. The limitation of seed production in the southern United States could due to the short pollen life duration, or could due to the high temperature impact on the longevity of the pollen, which make the short longevity even shorter. So if there's a lack of air movement in the morning, the pollen could die before it actually find a stigma to land on. Or could because the high temperature impact the pollen released at the very beginning. But of course this is only part of the project, I mean, we still have some ongoing project to gain more information about the limitation of the seed production in the southern United States. Thank you. Do we have any questions?
A couple minutes for questions.
Yes, please. Dr. Bowman? Oh, the question is, what time of the year I have this test?
Well, do they flower typically that you just have in the field?
Oh, the question is, during what time of the year in Georgia the flowers start flowering? We actually have another experiment monitor the flowering. It start like late April, can continue till November. Did I answer your question? Any more questions? Yes, please.
Pollen collection. So does the height of the pollen doesn't have an effect on the quality of it? Maybe if you change the height of the collection, is it different quality?
Is the question is the pollen collection, the method of the pollen collection in fact on the viability of the pollen? I'm not quite sure what your question is. Can you repeat it?
Did you consider the effect of the collection?
Oh, from the greenhouse and the field?
Yeah.
We collect at the same time. We collect the pollen at the same time and did the experiment at the same under the same situation. And the result shows there's no difference between the field and the greenhouse pollen collection. That's what we got so far. Is there any more questions?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.